Regina, Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. How did man come into being? I shared a few weeks back in Bible study how God gave Moses his laws regarding how we are to live and how we are to be regulated and how we are to act and how we are to treat one another in his 10 commandments. Written, my brothers and sisters, with his finger on Mount Sinai, he gave his laws, his rules, his regulations. And these laws, these commandments were what we call conditional. God was saying, I'm establishing something here for you to do this, but you have to do your part in abiding by those laws. They were conditional in that blessings which God promises are directly related to Israel's obedience to the Mosaic law. We are told if Israel is obedient, then God will bless them. But if they disobey, then God will punish them. Those are the conditions. In Genesis, my brothers and sisters, God establishes something through what we call the Abrahamic covenant that we are still receiving today. And that Abrahamic covenant, it's something that deals with faith, because it says that if we have faith, it is accredited for us for righteousness. Galatians 3, 24 and 26 state, wherefore the law, the Mosaic law, the Ten Commandments, was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified by faith, God's unmerited favor, or God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, or God's redemption at Christ's expense. But verse 25 says, but after that faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ. We are all children of God by faith in Christ. My brothers and sisters, God was in the process of establishing an unconditional covenant that God says, since you can't do what I require and under the condition, I'll provide something under an unconditional covenant where you can have everything that you need by faith. My brothers and sisters, we now move towards the kingdom of God by faith, not under the law, but by God's unmerited favor. We are told that the Mosaic law would reveal to the people their sinfulness and their need for a savior. And it is the Mosaic law that Christ himself said that he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. This is an important point, Antioch, because some people get confused by thinking that keeping the laws saved people in the Old Testament. But the Bible is clear that salvation has always been by faith alone. And the promise of salvation by faith that God has made to Abraham as part of the Abrahamic covenant still remains in effect. How often have we thought of the greatness of God? All great events in the Bible can be traced back to God's greatness and God's power. But just how great is our God? I'm glad you asked. He is greater than all other gods. David writes in that 62nd Psalm, verse 11 and 12, about power belonging unto God. And that God has the power to render mercy to whomever he wish. Favor ain't fair. And God looks at all of us with a loving eye. But also in Psalm 95 and 3, we are told that God is great and that he is king above all gods. And then in Psalm 96 and 4, we are also told that due to God's greatness, he should be praised and feared above all gods. And lastly, when we find out that God is so great, that he is high above the earth and exalted above all gods, Psalm 97 and 4, he's high and lifted up. Antioch, he, God, is greater than all things, and he has the power to shape and make or restore things. He restored you back to your rightful position with him. He molded us into an image by his unmerited favor. And he's still in the working, molding business. We call it redemption. The same God who got you up this morning established something called grace and mercy. And his grace and his mercy is being extended to this generation, to those who've accepted him as Lord God and King. He is greater than all gods. So let's examine God's power to create. Scripture tells us in Genesis 1 that when God spoke in the creative order, the Lord God was speaking, generated power. God said, let there be light, and there was light. This light came ultimately from the sun that we see in the sky, and the sun does not move. The S-U-N sun does not move, but there are planets that will revolve and move. But God sent his son, who moved from his rightful place in heaven, gave up his authority, not giving it up, but came and surrendered down on earth, took on the form of man so that he could relate to our humanity, although he was divinity. And God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think, is the same God who is creating, making, molding us into his image. That's the God that we serve. Not only, my brothers and sisters, but God then made man in his image, and he breathed, or he generated power as man became active and alive. Antioch, that's power. But God wasn't through, because God then gave man dominion. Adam, I'm giving you power. I'm giving you dominion. I'm giving you greatness over everything that I created. The God who created it all, now delegated. The same God who delegated power to his son is now a God who delegates power to man to be over everything that he created. You've got to get this. It's the love that God has for each and every one of us. Secondly, the Lord God has power to raise the dead. Jairus' daughter and Lazarus. The story of Lazarus and John 11 is one of the most well-known miracles performed by Jesus. When Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he waited two more days before going to see him. By this time Jesus arrived, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. This event is significant because it demonstrated Jesus' power over death and foreshadowed his own resurrection. He has power over death, hell, and the grave. Death, where is your power? Oh, death. Jesus also brought Jairus' daughter back. Jesus brought back a widow's woman's son who had died in Luke 7, verses 11 through 17. The miracles Antioch of resurrection is demonstrated of his authority and power over death, causing people to worship and glorifying people, God Almighty. It is a declaration of him being the true Messiah, and those who truly believe will live even after death. Death has no power over God, who is the source of life. Thirdly, God has the power to forgive. The greatest tragedy that we have in the world today is that we don't forgive our brothers and sisters who have offended us. And we hold grudges. Hey, Lord, and we hold on to things far too long. But the God that we serve has the power to forgive. There was a woman in the Bible. Her name is not even mentioned. But this woman was caught in adultery. We are told how one day while Jesus was teaching the people in the temple court, some teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman who they said had been caught in the act of adultery, making her stand before the crowd. They said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, the Mosaic law commanded us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say, Jesus?" The scribes and the Pharisees were hoping to catch Jesus in a trap. How many times have we tried to catch religious leaders in traps? And how many times have we looked for something in their life that we could discard them from where they are? How many times have we tried to railroad them out of the position that they're in? But the Lord says, "I'm watching you." They tried to catch her. The scribes were hoping to catch Jesus in a trap. In this case, the Jewish law called for stoning in Deuteronomy 22 and 22. For stoning, if Jesus recommended that the woman be released, he would be accused of breaking the law or treating the law of Moses with a lack of concern or interest. On the other hand, if Jesus recommended stoning the woman, he would be breaking the Roman law, bringing on the wrath of the government and giving the Jewish leaders cause or reason to accuse him. You're talking about a setup. The Jewish leaders cared nothing for true justice. Hello, America. Because God is saying you care nothing.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of